The Lights Global is a management company and record label, but it's fair to say that it started life as something the music industry had barely seen before. The company made its name by working with social media influencers, at one point representing individuals who had a reported reach of 160 million followers. The CEO and founder of The Lights Global, Dooney Battle, says his company hit a particular niche on Musical.ly, the karaoke app which would go on to power TikTok via an 800 million buyout by TikTok parent ByteDance in 2017. Battle's early clients included child Vine sensation Lil Terrio, as well as Lauren Gray, who went on to become the most followed individual on TikTok for a full year until March 2020. Through this network of influencers, Battle and his team started helping record labels break major songs, including Dram's Broccoli, which went top 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 2016. Soon after, The Lights Global began signing its own artists, most notably Dominic Fike and Lil Pump. In 2018, Fike signed to Columbia Records via a JV deal worth around $4 million and continues to be managed by The Lights Global today. 2018 also saw Lil Pump sign an $8 million deal with Warner Records, a contract which covered both his eponymous debut album, released the year prior, plus his second LP, Harvard Dropout, which arrived in 2019. Now Lil Pump is out of that Warner Records deal and releasing independently via distributor Vidya. Here, Battle explains why The Lights Global and Lil Pump have spurned major record company offers to stay indie this time around and what he's learned from his time in the business so far. Dooney, we speak shortly after Lil Pump's Illuminati has come out completely independently via The Lights Global and Vidya, following the completion of his Warner Records deal. How is the track performing across streaming services, etc., for you, benchmarked against what you were expecting?
Yeah, I think it's going pretty good. We turned in number one in a couple of countries on YouTube. I think we're getting a lot of action on Spotify, a lot of support on Spotify, a lot from the Latin world on Apple Music. I think it's going pretty good. I think as an independent artist, this was a relief. Like, being that we had so many people trying to sign us and detours from doing this independent and putting big checks on the table. And, you know, Pump as an artist had to choose if he wanted to take those checks or he wanted to believe in us and stay independent. And I think him believing in us and staying independent, and now it was like a big relief because now we got it out. Now it's like trending number 9 in the whole world on YouTube. It's like number 1 in probably like 15 different countries on YouTube. Like, it's just going, it's meeting my expectations, you know, and it's also proven to him that, you know, we dropped a song that maybe it's not his hottest song, but it's doing good, you know? We got some more in the can, and I don't think this is the end of us being independent. I think we're going to keep it going.
I take it you had interest from major record companies in signing or re-signing Pump?
Every major label in the business wants to sign Pump, still to today. Like, we have an offer from every major label in the business.
You're using Vidya, run by Roy LaManna out of New Jersey, for distribution for the Lil Pump record. Out of interest, why did you pick Vidya as your partner?
I think Vidya is the new way. Like, the thing about Vidya that's different from the other distribution companies is that Roy picks up the phone and his team picks up the phone and they call and they understand what's going on in the culture, and they're not just out here like culture vulturing. They understand it. They understand stuff that's popping on TikTok. They understand, you know, they understand artists that are huge, that got big bases like Lil Pump. That's why you got people like Kanye West putting out albums through them and stuff like that. So I think Vidya is the new way.
You mentioned TikTok. You're well known for breaking artists through that medium or through Musical.ly as it was previously. And obviously you're very committed to doing this Lil Pump project independently. Do you still believe in the art of A&R and artist development?
Yeah, I think certain people have, like, out there are A&Rs, like, because you still have to develop some artists. Some artists are going to be superstars that got to be developed, like, you know, like Cash and Sal, those guys from XO, you know, they developed The Weeknd, and he's a superstar. So artists like that are still going to have to be developed. I think right now, a lot of the labels are just seeing what's hot and signing it, you know, like whatever's hot, they're signing it. But it's going to be quite a few artists that has to get developed, like a Dominic Fike. That kid has to be developed. He has the potential to be, you know, The Weeknd one day. Like, he has the potential to be your household name artist because he makes real music, you know? And music for, when I say real music, I mean for like it doesn't matter the age. Like, you listen to Dominic Fight Three Nights, my grandmother likes it, you know? Like, you get, anybody can listen to it. So I think it's still like the A&Rs do exist. Like, you know, you have the guys from Love Renaissance. They doing a lot of artists develop. They got Summer Walker. So you got Zoe from Epic. She's developing an artist called Bill right now. Like, so it's a lot of people out there that are still doing artist development.
There's an argument that in the digital landscape, if you're going from TikTok to social media to Spotify to chart success, that a record label is less necessary than it once was. Do you follow that logic?
I think people are starting to catch on to that, man. Like, because it's easier than it was back in the days. Like, you know, it's easier to get to the world. Like, in 3 seconds, you could be viral. Like, for example, like I said, with the Juju on the beat stuff, like, I found these kids in Detroit. Their song never was on the internet. Me personally, I didn't know exactly what to do with it. So I went and partnered with a guy that I felt knew what to do with it. And it was Mike Caron. And the song went on the internet, and it was nothing that he did that I couldn't do, because it was always going to do what it did. It went on the internet. It went to number 48 on Apple Music. Then it went number one, and it never came down. So it's like it skipped 2 spots and just stayed up there. And no one could stop it from being viral. Like, it was there.
What are your thoughts of Mike Caron after working with him?
Mike Caron, you know, he's his own guy. He's definitely special. You got to, you know, you're either going to like him or you love him. With us, I like him, you know, because he's a beast in his own self. And that's why he had the success that he had over the years.
So you have had success in the past working in partnership with major labels. Like, do you honestly not believe that now you need to work with a major in some regard to have success with an artist of the stature of Lil Pump?
Nah, independent, man. You could be independent. Everybody can believe in it. Not saying that you don't need a distribution company, because you do. I think everybody needs a distribution company, whether it's video, whether it's Sony Music, you know. Whoever it is, Universal Music, you need a distribution company, but I don't think you have to go out and do a record deal. Like, you don't have to. It's up to you. If you need the money or you don't need the money, you know? It's basically a loan. So either you want it, it's a high interest loan. That's how you got to look at it.
By saying high interest loan, you're making a pretty obvious criticism of the record company advance model, but a lot of artists see big checks because of that process.
Look at it like this. In the last 2 years, you know, me speaking, it's been 3 crazy deals in the music business. You had Lil Pump first, you had Dominic Fight, and you had another kid named Arizona Zerv that had the Roxanne record, right? Two out of those 3, I did those deals. So I know, big checks, you know, like huge checks. So I'm telling you from experience, you know, like, and I know what records generate. You know, I got like Dominic Fike's song. You know, it's been out almost 2 years now. It's still in the Spotify top 200. You can check it. You know, still doing 600,000 streams a day. Like, you know, you just got to know the numbers. And me, with my experience, I know the numbers. And I know that, like, you know, we was offered $6 million to do a deal before I put out this Illuminati record. And I'm like, Pump hasn't dropped the music video in 1 year. He hasn't dropped the song in 9 months. And y'all want to give us $5 million? Imagine if I put out a record on my own, you know? And they want to give us $5 million, not even for a label. They wanted to give us a partnership $5 million.
I see. So you're saying that because the record company was valuing Pump's new record at that helped you realize the worth of his material.
Yeah, they know exactly what I know. And then, at the same time, you have a kid that's Pump is 19. He's been with me since he was 16, right? So it's my duty as a manager and his lawyer's duty as lawyers to tell him the deal. So when we sit down and we tell him the deal, a 19-year-old kid that just had got a check for $8 million, you said that we offer him another $5 million? Like, so it was really, truly too up to him to believe, you know, because he could have took $5 million off the table. Like, but he looked at me in the room. It was me and my partner, Jordan. He looked at me, both of us in the room, and was like, why we got to do that? We've been independent this whole time for the last year. Let's just put the music out of ourselves. I'm like, you on the same thing we on, Pump? He's like, I got 16 million subscribers, almost 17 million subscribers on YouTube. I'm pretty sure, like, if I put a video out, we could do 1 million views in one day. I'm like, shit, we did 1 million views in 7 hours. Like, let's figure it out.
With all of the experience you now have of signing to a major record company, what one piece of advice would you give to a young manager who is working with an unknown but fast-rising artist like you were with Pump a few years back?
Do it yourself. I would tell him, get on the phone, call a guy like Roy, or call the guy from United Masters, Steve Stout, or try to get to one of these super, super guys at the head, partner with a distribution company, make sure it's out on every platform you even go in, you know, and demand a deal. I think you could go out and you could do it yourself. Like, if I had to do 16-year-old Pump over again, would I sign him to Warner? Of course not. I would do it myself. One of my mentors in the game is a guy named Chris Anacute, and he pushed me to this for the longest. Do it yourself, Dooney. I'm telling you. He said you're one of the best A&Rs I ever seen. Did it. Like, remember, Dominic Fike was one of the biggest bidding wars in the music business that year that he got signed. And me, I'm from Miami, Florida. A young kid from Miami, Florida goes down, you know, and sits with this kid for 3-4 weeks and convinces him to sign with me. Like, you know, so, but he understood it and he seen the vision. So, but I understand now, you know, even I didn't even understand what I seen at that time. It took me to see Dominic Fike too, do the numbers he did to understand what it is. Like, so that's why you watch Cash, you know, from XO and Style from XO. You look at what The Weeknd's doing. He's distributed. If you look at it at the bottom in the line, right, and you see what it says, like, he's only distribute. They only distributing that through Universal Republic. They're not signed to a record deal. Like, I think record deals are going to be over soon because all the major labels are signing these kids to record deals, and then after their record is over, what happens? The kids are done. So you might as well do that on your own. Why give them, you know, why go take a royalty, a 17-point royalty? You make 17% of the song when you can make 100% or 80% of the song, 80 to 100% of the song.
Just quickly to clarify, Dominic Fike is signed to a joint venture label between yourselves and Columbia. But shortly after that, there was a number of reports suggesting that the Lights Global had done a $10 million or $20 million deal with Sony Music for your full roster of artists. Could you give us an update on that? How did it all work out in the end?
It worked out pretty good. We're not with Sony Music anymore. Like, so, you know, it's something that hit the paper that it actually wasn't, you know, solidified. So, but we're not with Sony Music. I'm completely independent. Like, for Pump and the Lights Global, we're independent.
Just going back to the points you were making about record company advances, like, it's going to be tempting though, right? If there's a young manager sitting with a record company and they put a check with loads of zeros on it in front of them.
Yeah, it's tempting to take the money up front. But if you know what I know and you know how to market and you believe in yourself, man, you can get any song out, man. Like, you're gonna mark my word on this. I have a new artist that's coming out. His name is Bayswag, right? He has a record that we're gonna completely do through video and we're gonna distribute on our own. Remember what I told you about this record, and you're gonna see what it becomes. Like, this kid is going to have a bidding war from every major label in the business, you know? And it's going to be up to us to sit down with him and decide if he wants to take that. But most of the time, I'm pushing kids, you don't have to do a record deal. You can stay hot on your own. Or if you're going to have one record, you know, because I believe in a lot of stuff, like, the books are already written, you know? Like, who's to say Arizona Zerb is going to have another record, you know? But remember, record labels only give you money on calculations. You get what I'm saying? So if I go in there and I do a $5 million deal, that means they calculated in in 3 years that they're going to make $5 million. They don't give you nothing more than what they're going to make.
That's partly true, except when it comes to bidding wars, which you and your artists know very well.
Yeah. When a bidding war happens, then you're talking about market share. So they believe this song is going to be one of the biggest songs, and it gives them market share. So you also play a market share game, too. So, You know what market share is. They love that game.
Yeah, but if you're with an artist who can bring a lot of market share, then you are going to get special treatment.
Yeah. If you can't be with Lucian Grange or Rob Stringer, you know? Or Mass Lusada, if you can't pick up the phone and call those guys, I don't know what. You got to just grind your way up, man. Like, and that's what I pride myself on. Like, I always wanted to meet this guy, Lucien Grain, because I always heard about him. Then I had one men, and then I had two men, then I had three men. And I'm like, okay, I like this guy, you know? Same thing with Rob Stringer and Mass Lusada. Every time I met them, it was like, I was like a kid going in the candy store, like, oh my God, you know? But then they start telling me stuff and I start learning a little bit more and I understand the game.
You've mentioned Steve Stout, the head of United Masters already. I spoke to him the other week and he was making a point about Drake's Toosie slide that because it went from TikTok to social media, Instagram, etc., to Spotify streams, to being a number one record, he was kind of asking, what did the record company do? In fact, if I remember rightly, he repeated that question. What did the record company do?
It's nothing. What were you going to do for Toosie Slide? He told you the truth. That's where it went from. You know, it went from TikTok to Instagram to being the biggest record in the world. You didn't have to play it on the radio. And believe it or not, that's what the radio now follows anyway. So check this out. This was crazy. How do you get on Spotify? How you get in Spotify playlists? You have to build the story on TikTok. So for a new artist to get in Spotify, what's the story you got to have? I got to submit a story that he has a story and I can tell. I say, what story you need to tell? How his TikTok is. So you have to have a story on TikTok to get on Spotify, Apple Music playlists, right? So that's where you start at. The major labels can't do nothing for you on, like, TikTok. They out here hiring companies, you know? They hire companies like my company. They hire other companies, a company called Volume. They hire different companies that do it for you, you know? Like, I believe that you live in a do-it-yourself. Like, now you can do it yourself. Like, a lot of this stuff you can put out yourself. And a lot of people don't know, Toosie is a kid, man. Toosie is one of the biggest dancers out of Atlanta, you know? Like, when it comes to that new dance move, that's a kid. Like, I know that kid. He was in one of the biggest dance groups out of Atlanta. So Drake is brilliant, man. Like, you know, people, and to be real with you, a lot of the real true music lovers, they don't like it, but he's brilliant. You know, like, you have to attract the kids nowadays. And that's how this guy's been staying, Drake's been staying relevant for so many years, is he attract the kids.
A question we ask a lot of people at Music Business Worldwide: if I could give you a magic wand and you could change one thing about the global record business today, what would it be and why?
I think it'd be record deals. I think you don't need a record deal. I think most kids, what they should focus on, man, is getting their music out. And I'm giving them the game to get on it, because every kid wants to get on a Spotify or a music playlist or New Music Friday. The game is build your TikTok up. They're following what's going on, you know? And kids run TikTok. So that's what I would change. I don't think you need a record deal right now. I think you could do it yourself until you get to a certain point. Because remember, some of those big pop artists like Dominic Fike, he wants to be Ed Sheeran or a big super, you know, like The Weeknd. Some of those big pop artists, till you get to a certain point, you have to, you know, you have to use a major label.
As we've discussed, the Lights Global was very ahead of the curve on Musical.ly, or now it's known as TikTok. How powerful do you think TikTok is in the modern record industry?
Look at everything that's been getting signed. You want to know where it's coming from? TikTok. Every record that's been getting signed is coming off of TikTok. Who's running the game? I feel like the person who's running the game right now is Ron Perry. He signed, you know, that big record, Lil Nas X record, Old Town Road. 14 times platinum or something like that. That came off of TikTok, you know? He signed Arizona Zerb. That came off of TikTok. It's a new record right now that's going crazy that he just signed. I don't know. It's like number 2 on the Spotify, or number 3, you know, globally on the Spotify charts. Ron Perry signed that. Everything is coming off of TikTok. If TikTok had a streaming service, it'd be the biggest streaming service in the world. But to be honest with you, I think it's going to, you know, right now, Apple Music and Spotify runs the world. I think it's going to be in coming up, it's going to be a lot of different streaming service that's going to pop up and, you know, and run and be able to run the world.
I'm interested to know, with your history of signing and promoting artists on these new social platforms, how do you discover artists today? What's your A&R process?
I mean, I have a lot of kids out here that do the A&R. I'm 31 years old. I'm considered a kid to certain people, but I have a lot of kids out here that find records, you know, because kids know what's hot. Like, so I have a lot of kids that filter through the records, you know, and find records. I get hundreds and hundreds of artist submissions a day, you know, and it's kind of hard to filter through some of them. But I also do this live review every Saturday where I listen to at least 40 to 100 songs on live. And I figure out, like, I sit down with me and a couple of my A&Rs and we grade the song, you know, 1 to 50. And whoever end up having the higher rating at the end of the live review, I just end up, you know, giving them some gems, give them a one-on-one call, maybe help them invest in their music and try to get them out. Because I think that's the problem, really, too, is the independent artists don't have the knowledge, you know? So that probably would be the biggest thing I change. If I take it back to your question, is giving these independent artists knowledge, because they don't have any knowledge.
Where did you get the knowledge to build a company like The Lights Global to the point that you're having meetings and thrashing out deals with the most powerful people in the business?
You know, no one ever taught me that. I just know when I came in the game, I wanted to get to this guy, to be honest with you, Lucian Grange. So I had to do whatever I had to do to figure out how to get to him, you know? And I eventually got to him. But nobody gave me, it wasn't no blueprint of how you do it. You know, I couldn't go to school for this. So I think just helping the independent artists, you know, get out there and understand that they can't. Because all independent artists know is they have to sign a major deal. Or I want to get signed to a label. If you go ask any artist right now, they're going to say, I want to get signed to a label. Well, when you get to the sign to the label and you understand, if you ain't got no second follow-up single and they don't respond to your calls or they don't call you back, then what happens? There's nothing you could do.
That, again, is a similar point to that made by Steve Stout the other week, who was talking about how when you're an independent artist, you have the freedom to release as frequently as you like. Well, if you're a signed artist, you may have to fit the schedule and the plan of the record company and the rest of its roster.
I'm going to tell you what's going on, too, with a lot of these TikTok kids, right? They're blowing up on TikTok. It takes 4 weeks to ingest into a label system. It takes another 3 weeks. So that's 7 weeks for them to shoot the music video. It's over. In 7 weeks, nobody wants to hear that no more. You know, they go to the next song. That's how fast kids turn. So, like, you can't do it unless you're doing it with Rory or somebody like that or Steve Stout. You can't get it up in the system as fast as you need to get it up. Like, the labels need 3 weeks to pitch. Need this, like, Roy just gets it up tomorrow. If I needed to get a song up tomorrow, he gets it up.
Final question. If you had one message for everyone out there looking at you and the independent rebirth of Lil Pump and the experiment, like, what would that message be?
I mean, I think everybody should watch our journey. Watch what I'm doing with Pump. Just watch it, you know? He's completely independent. We don't have a major label behind us. Like, just watch it. Like, watch a kid who hasn't dropped a song in over a year or a music video in over a year. Just watch what happens, you know? Because it's also like, I feel like we rejuvenate. We're starting over a little bit, you know? And it feels good. But I just want everybody to watch it and watch what happened and watch what The Lights Global do. They can watch what, when I put out my next independent artist, they can watch how every label tries to sign them. Like, just continue to watch. I have the blueprint. I know exactly what to do.